This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. I've admired quite a few people in my life. One will be surprising. His name is Murphy. Murphy is the one who originated all those laws of life that happen every day. Are you familiar with these practical truths? A day without a crisis is a total loss. Inside every large problem is a series of smaller problems just waiting to get out. The light at the end of the tunnel rarely promises relief. Usually it's the headlamp of an oncoming train. And then there's this one, nothing is as easy as it looks. Everything takes longer than you think. And if it can go wrong, it will. The personality in Scripture who lived out Murphy's laws is Job. You know, Job was merely minding his own business. Volcanoes erupted in Job 14:18. The ground moved with earthquakes in Job 9:5 through 7. A tsunami hit in Job 12, verse 15. An ice age broke out in Job 38, verse 30. Dinosaurs started dying in Job chapters 40 and 41. People started living in caves like Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone in Job 30 and verse 6. And if that's not bad enough, Job's world literally fell apart when plate tectonics hit in Job's lifetime. In Genesis 10, 25 to 29, that's when the continents shifted and divided into what we have today. What can we learn from the life and times of Old Testament Job? Well, he had a bad day in Job chapter 1. In that bad day in Job chapter 1, a corporate takeover took Job's stock of thousands of sheep, goats, donkeys, and animals. Job chapter 1, verse 16, Job opened a lamb chop restaurant, but his chef, Satan, burned all the meat. Job 1, verse 17, Al-Chaldean terrorists from Iraq penetrated Camelot, killed every servant but one. In Job 1, 18 and 19, a tornado struck his eldest son's tent and blew his children away. Hey, Job, this isn't Kansas anymore. Your life has just changed. And Job tore his clothes, but refused to curse God, fell on the ground and worshiped God, and prayed in Job 1:21, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the life of Job, we learn that our real test of faith is not whether we can serve and worship God when everything is going well. It's whether we can stay true to God when all He gives us is Himself. We can learn that believers learn when God introduces attention getters into our life. Believers learn through trials. And then we can also learn that sin isn't the only reason believers suffer. We experience trials because God wants to build character into our lives in Romans 5, 3 through 5, and suffering deepens our appreciation for God's word in Psalm 119, verse 67, and trials are a catalyst that lead to spiritual maturity in Hebrews 12, verses 6 and 11, and suffering enhances our ability to encourage others in 2 Corinthians 1, 4, and they serve as a signal to rejoice in James 1, verses 2 through 4, and they give us extra motivation to serve and please the Savior in 1 Peter 4, in verse 19. And in the end, they teach us that God is not against us. He is for us. And He will bring all things together for good, in the end, to those who know and love God. Now, Job was faced with some accusers and counselors who spoke to him falsely. How did Job respond to well-meaning people who said the wrong things? He responded like this in Job 5, verse 7. Man is born unto trouble, just as much as the sparks from a fire fly upward, because trials are common to man. He responded in Job 13, 15. Though God slays me, I will remain faithful to Him. Eternity is life. What we experience now is just details. So focus on eternity. He responded in Job 14, 4. And this is a great verse for those who think worldly methods or a worldly message could ever be blessed by God. He said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one. Keep society's values out of this. Let's focus on God. He responded in Job 19:25, "You want me to curse God and die, but I know that my Redeemer lives and that he will stand at the last day on planet Earth. Though worms destroy my body, in my flesh I will see God." He responded in Job 23, verse 10, "But he knows the way that I take, and when or after he has tried me, I will come forth as gold." You know, it takes seven times through God's refining furnace for all those impurities to be removed. Praise God, we're never far from the refiner when we're in the fire. And the refiner stops the furnace when he sees his image reflected in us. Thank God he's the one that holds the pole, that puts us in and takes us out of that refining fire. Well, in Job 42, verse 6, Job fell on his face and worshiped God. He praised the Lord for his trial. He trusted God in the trial. In Job 42, verse 10, the Lord restored Job's losses. He even prayed for his friends. And indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And so Job died, old and full of days. Thank God that he is more concerned about developing our character than he is about preserving our comforts. Praise God that adversity is merely one of many tools God uses to get our attention. And praise God that when trouble comes, we can look up, look ahead, and look within, trusting in God. H.P. Spafford lived in Chicago when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the lantern that caused the Great Chicago Fire. In that fire, Spafford lost it all. While he went about the task of rebuilding, he sent his wife and children across the ocean to Wales, but along the way, the ship on which his family were passengers collided with a steamship. 222 people drowned, including Spafford's four daughters. When Spafford's wife arrived in Wales, she cabled him two words, "Saved alone." When Spafford received that cable, he commented to a friend, "I'm glad to trust the Lord when it'll cost me something." As soon as he could, Spafford booked passage on a boat to join his wife in England. As the boat passed over the site where his four daughters' vessel went down, he asked the captain to stop. The captain did, and on that site, Spafford penned these words, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Are you a Job trusting the hand of God? Or are you more like Job's four friends with your eyes on the situation rather than the Savior? The next time we are tried, let's commit ourselves to developing character through applying God's word. Otherwise, God might increase our trials.